Chapter 3
Finn, wait up!
Finley Walsh sighed. She wasn't in the mood to deal with Tom. The guy was a creep. All hands and roving eyes. Reveling in his thinly veiled misogynism, ludicrously attempting to hit on her with shitty one-liners. The last one had been the worst. He'd been drinking at the time. She could smell the whiskey sour on his breath. But even so, that was no excuse. The only reason I'd kick you out of bed would be to fuck you on the floor. Classy. Yeah, the guy was a shoo-in for boss of the year with a mouth like that. In fact, he was her boss. And that meant she couldn't ignore him as much as she'd like to, even if he was about to come out with another peach like, nice shoes, wanna fuck? She turned and waited for him to catch up to her. Tom Campbell had been a good-looking guy once upon a time. He hadn't aged with that George Clooney kind of salt-and-pepper grace, though, so the last of his youthful beauty lay in his blue-gray eyes. The years had turned the rest of him soft and rounded and left him with a dark Dracula peak of thinning hair, slicked back with gel to complete his seedy charm. His eyes were buried in a morass of wrinkles, bags, and extra flesh, which dimmed them. It was his father's face struggling to come out from behind his own, Finn thought. She'd met Thomas Sr. a few times, and the irascible old man was proof that the genetic apple didn't fall far from the tree. Maybe it was just a case of people becoming their jobs, because with his usual jeans, button-down shirt, and blazer, he looked every inch the department chair. Scratch that, she thought, as he approached. He looked every inch the alcoholic, sexist department chair. She didn't let any of this show in her face nor her voice.
What's up, Tom?
Polite, friendly, but in no way too friendly. She wasn't going to make the mistake of being shouted down as a cock tease the next time he was loaded.
I just got off the phone with someone down in Cuba,
he answered, and Finn's first thought was, how does this get turned around into another attempt to sleep with me?
A marine biologist. He's sitting on something pretty interesting, I think.
On a scale of 1 to 10, just how interesting? I mean...